I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local. It's your connection to local music and more, much more in the case of, really both of the acts that we're going to be talking about today, but especially the first one, the Cirque du Soleil production that is called Alegria. It opens at the Assembly Hall at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign tonight at 7:30 with performances every day, sometimes a few a day, through Sunday. So lots of opportunities to see that. And I have one of the artistic directors who will be on the show with me the first part of the program. And then it is, since it is St. Patrick's Day, we have one of the several, probably numerous, Irish bands that are playing in our area today and tonight. In this case, it's the group called Exorna. They're going to be playing both in Danville and in Champaign tonight. Danville is at 4:30, and Bentley's Pub in Champaign is at 9 or so this evening, and the group is called Exorna. We'll talk with one of their members and hear some of their music as well on the later portion of the show. Hope you enjoy today's Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. My guest on this portion of Live and Local is Cheryl Lynn Valensky, who is, I hope I have her title correct, Assistant Artistic Director for Cirque du Soleil's Alegria, which is opening at the Assembly Hall on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana tonight at 7:30. Actually, technically, it's in Champaign, I guess, in the Assembly Hall. And running through Sunday with multiple performances, lots of chances to see the show. And I really appreciate your joining us on the program.
Oh, thank you very much.
So I guess the obvious first question is the name. It's Spanish, I understand. And how did you come up with that?
That's correct. It is. It's it actually means jubilation and joy. And the whole idea is when we create a Cirque show, what makes us a little different than traditional circus is we actually try to create a story and a theme. And so one of the themes within Alegria is the celebration of life. And one of the ways that we look at that is it's all about contrast. So we came up with the title because in the end it's sort of illustrates how everyone, with all of their differences and all of the different characters and all of the different ways that they want to interact, how they all sort of get along and work out their differences at the end.
I'm curious, why Spanish? Why not the French name for jubilation or something?
You know, it's interesting. We come up with languages throughout the different shows. Sometimes it's based on the director, who happened to be Italian in this particular case. But it's also based on, it's a very organic process when we create a show, and sometimes what happens is when the name gets created along with it, we don't actually title the show until it's done. So what comes out of the process is actually what we go with, and there is a lot of Spanish influence within Alegria. Some of the music that you listen to, you will really understand sort of that kind of differences, and there's a bit of a tango sort of type accordion in the show, and there's lots of sort of Spanish instrumentation, and I think that's how they sort of chose to take the Spanish word rather than the French.
I'm assuming that Cirque du Soleil originates in France. Is that right?
Actually, we originate in Canada.
Oh, is it Canada? Okay.
Yes, in the French province of Quebec.
That was going to be my next guess. So as soon as it came out of my mouth, I thought, oh, hold on a second
here. Exactly. Yes.
There are French people up north.
Yes, we are. We're based in Montreal, which is one of the cities in the French province of Quebec. So although we're French speaking, we are from Canada. But the people that work for Cirque are from all over. We have 55 artists in our particular show from 17 different countries.
Wow.
Our tour itself with our support staff and everyone is a total of 96 people.
That's a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are a very small community, yes.
And the cast, I gather, rotates quite a bit The comment is in the on the website, due to the nature of the acts, which I assume implies a certain amount of physical resiliency is required, and sometimes folks have to take a break.
Yes, actually, you know, we're very lucky. We don't have we don't pull people out so much on a regular basis, but what we do is maintain them. So we try not to overextend anyone. But we have a phenomenal training schedule, and by the time most of the athletes come to us, they already have so much discipline, and they already know exactly what they need to do to be show ready. That we don't have a lot of issues where we pull acts out of the show unless we have to. And for the most part, for the show that you're going to see tonight, you've got our traditional, our standard Alegría show. And occasionally, if we have someone who's out with an illness or whatever, then we can often just replace them and not necessarily have to remove the entire act.
And I assume injuries do occasionally happen, but you've, through training, hope to ward those off.
Yeah, we're pretty much all about prevention. We do travel with physiotherapists, and we pick up a local massage person in each city for the artists to help maintain their health. But they all have, because they all come from different places, they all have their own sort of strategies as to how they warm up and how they stay healthy. So what we do is we take the area that the audience doesn't see, the backstage area, and we create kind of a mini sort of half backstage, half gym, so that we can provide them with the equipment to stay healthy. Because, of course, they warm up before their own act and they cool down after their act. So throughout the show, there's constant stretching and constant warming up and, you know, and constant running on bicycles and ellipticals and things like that.
And I hope any athletes who are listening to this program are taking note of that how important that really is. You know, you use the term athlete, which is a key term. When people think of the circus, I'm not sure athlete is the first word that comes to mind.
Yes, we pull from all over the world. So when we look at talent, it can come from anywhere. And in our show, we have singers and dancers and acrobats and tumblers, and folks that come from different athletic backgrounds and world championships and even the Olympics, for example. And so what we do is we look at what they do and we look at the acts in our show and how we can transform someone from the athlete to the artist. Twice a year in Montreal, when we get all of these DVDs and all of the stuff that people send us through the internet and through the mail, we hold these general, what we call general formations, and we bring a bunch of people to Montreal, and we say, okay, we have a full studio and a gym, and we're going to try you out on different things and see what comes out. And then that way, if we have a spot in a particular show or if someone shows a particular aptitude for something that's quite diverse from their sport or their athleticism that we can use, then we go down that route.
So people don't necessarily come saying, I have this act for you.
Correct.
They just come with physical skills and
yes,
you train them from there.
Yeah, they can send us, you know, a gymnastics floor routine, for example, or a men's ring routine, or, you know, they can put something to music that showcases their physicality or their timing or something like that. And then we have a full casting department, and they look at all of these elements and all of the shows that are coming up and decide who to invite to Montreal to see what we can work with.
Wow, I wouldn't have really thought that's how it worked. I mean, since you mentioned the sending in an act to music, and of course all of this, I guess, is done with music. Mm-hmm. Is the music performed live or is it recorded?
The music is performed live. One of the amazing things about Cirque shows is all the music is actually created, composed, and done for the shows as they are being created. So it's a real symbiotic process, and it's one of the reasons why Alegría has such a popular CD. We have six musicians that are actually on stage during the show and play a variety of instruments, and the music in the show is incredibly diverse. We have a traditional trapeze act, which has a beautiful accordion ballad that is just lovely, and then we have a power track, which is like a big trampoline act that has this real kick kind of rock and roll sort of bassy sort of piece to it. And then we have other pieces where we have some saxophone solos and some jazz music. And so there's a little bit of everything. As I like to say, there's some kind of music for everyone. If you're a music lover, you will go away with a favorite piece.
You mentioned the trapeze act. Do you know offhand the name of the cut on the CD that accompanies that?
The music for trapeze is called Vi. It's a lovely, lovely piece, and it's very. It really does represent circus.
And it's heard from Cirque du Soleil, the production called Alegria, opening at the Assembly Hall in Urbana tonight at 7:30, and it runs through Sunday. My guest on Live and Local is Assistant Artistic Director Cheryl Lynn Valensky.
Spesso un gran dolore, vai vedrai fuga dell'uomo.
That was a tune from Cirque du Soleil's Alegria CD and production called Vai Vedrai, and that accompanies the trapeze act in their production, which opens tonight at the University of Illinois in the Assembly Hall and runs through Sunday. I'm Kevin Kelly on Live and Local. My guest is Cheryl Lynn Valensky. You're the Assistant Artistic Director. What does that mean?
Well, it's complicated. It basically means that we, myself and the artistic director, we're responsible for everything that you see on stage as an audience member. So our job is to maintain the quality of the show and to help the artists maintain themselves and the acts that they're actually doing in the show, both acrobatically and artistically. We have a head coach with us as well that helps us out with the acrobatics and all of the athletics. And then myself and Brooke, the artistic director, we look at things from the artistic side, making sure that things line up with the music, that the show is visually the way it's supposed to be, and that you see the same show in Champaign that we opened with in Halifax last year.
How long has this production been around?
Alegria actually started as a big top show. It opened in 1994, and we recently converted it to the arena version of the show last year in May of 2009.
When you say big top versus arena, what's the difference between the productions and the approach?
Well, you know, for us, the difference boils down to the physical, which basically means that when we're in the big top, we travel with the masts and we travel with all of the chairs and all of our infrastructure. So we have about 54 trucks and about 200 people. When we go to the arenas, we already have a building that we're planning to visit, and we use the term arena loosely. I know Assembly Hall isn't our definition exactly of an arena. But we travel with now down to 17 trucks and 96 people. So it allows us to go to communities that we otherwise wouldn't be able to set up all of our big top infrastructure, and communities where we don't have to play for 6 weeks in order for it to be feasible for us to go there. So it's nice because we don't have to ask people to travel to bigger cities in order to see the show. We can actually come and visit them.
It's funny because I don't really think of the big top anymore. I don't really know why. You just don't see big top circuses coming around as much as they used
yeah.
to. You know, it was always Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey, was the big name in the old days, I guess.
Right.
What you mentioned the storyline. What else might distinguish a Cirque du Soleil production, or this one in particular, from the stereotypical circus?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that's kind of interesting about Alegria, and we have currently 7 big top shows running sort of around the world, different productions all with different names and showcase different things. And for our show, we don't have a lot of technology. We don't rely heavily on that sort of element. So what we try to feature is the human body. So the acts that we choose in the show and the way we link them all together is really to display what the body can do. You know, we have contortionists in the show. These girls are amazing. And we have a high bar act that is basically a men's gymnastic act that takes place 40 feet in the air. And as they're swinging off of parallel bars, they're caught by people in a swing. So we try to feature... For us, and the purpose for that, and the reason that one of the things that we celebrate with Alegria is as the audience leaves, we want them to be inspired, and we want them to think that anything is possible. And so when you see these artistic feats and you see what the body can do, you can go away going, you know, wow, that's possible. That's, you know, they can do that. I can do whatever. And I think that's one of the things that we try to hold on to in 2010, that is the same in 1994, that's the same in, you know, in the late 90s, is that you still want the wow factor, but we want to recognize that it can still be, there's a simple quality to it that is still creates an amazing reaction.
You mentioned at the beginning the theme of the show being in part the bringing together of of differences, whether it's age or nationality or cultures and so on. How do the various characters that are in the show represent that theme?
We have a group of characters called the Old Nostalgic Birds, and these creatures are in these very ornate and golden and costumes with very specific details and jewels, and they have these great big headpieces and masks, and they sort of represent our old order. They represent kind of the aristocracy and all things about not changing. And keeping everything the same and always keeping the order. And then we have these characters called the Angels, and they're in these bright blue costumes, and the Bronx, and they're in sort of bright gold. They're the power trackers, the ones that jump on the trampoline, and they represent the youth. And the whole idea is throughout the show and throughout the acts in the show, you will see the youth interacting with the old birds and how they kind of struggle to balance off of each other. So the show is all about sort of contrast, old ideas, new ideas, you know, ugly, beautiful, lots of visual images. And I think one of the things that sets us apart in terms of Cirque is it's not just when you go see traditional circus, you see the act on stage. While you're watching the act, there's all kinds of things going on in the background. So there's always things to look at and there's always things to pick up on. And that's why, you know, whether you're 6 years old or whether you're 60 years old, you always get a different experience when you watch a Cirque du Soleil show.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the age, is because I was going to ask that at some point, just to make sure this is as child-friendly a program as I would assume that the circus would be.
It's really important, and one of the things that I really love about Cirque is it really is true family entertainment. You can bring your whole family, your grandchildren, your grandmother, and you know, and everything in between. And there are things about the show that they will walk away talking about. You know, everybody's going to get excited about something. And one of my favorite parts of the job for me is I watch the show, and at the end of the show to hear the audience comments, especially from people who've never seen a Cirque show before, and you know, they get inspired by a particular piece or they can't imagine, you know, how did they do that? And that's a real treat because it means that we still have the ability to dazzle at any age and using very simple things, but using them in a very different way.
Do you have children in the show?
No, we don't. Not in the arena version. In our big top version, we actually do travel with minors, and we do have some minors in the shows. But in an arena, all of our performers are 18 and older.
And, of course, as every circus must, you have clowns.
We do.
What's their role?
We have three clowns, one of whom does an amazing act at the end of the first half involving covering the audience in fake snow. I won't give it away by saying any more than that. And we also have our two other clowns, and they do two actual acts in the show, one of which is interactive with the audience. We bring an audience member up on stage. But the clowns are their own characters, as well as, I wouldn't say so much comic relief, but certainly they intersperse some fun moments and some giggles within the different acts and in between acts. So they're quite entertaining.
I used to hear it said that some of the best athletes in a circus were the clowns. Is there any truth to that in this case, or do you know where that notion would have come from?
The clowns are very athletic in the sense that they have to, the acts that they do are physical, but they're not tumblers, they're not acrobats. I can't imagine seeing our clowns do backflips, although it's entirely possible they could. and some clowns in the show, some of the acts are incredibly physical that they do. So yes, they are as physically fit as some of the athletes, absolutely.
And how did you get involved in this kind of work? Have you ever done circus acting yourself?
I have never been a tumbler nor a trapeze artist, no. But I actually come from musical theater. So my background is as a stage manager, working for Disney and a number of companies in Toronto, in Canada, where I'm from. And I started out with Cirque as a stage manager. Cirque recruits from everywhere, so I was really lucky in that I applied to them, and I've been working for them since 2005.
I would think it would have to be a blast.
Oh, it is. It's the best gig in the world, really. And the fact that, you know, every week we're in a different place and every arena is completely different, and you're constantly challenging the artists and you're constantly looking for new ways to do things. So we always try to keep the show fresh and we're still learning, you know, even though the show's been around for a long time. So it's a great challenge and I love it.
Well, I'm really glad you were able to join us on the show, and best of luck with everything. It's the Alegria, the name of the production in Champaign-Urbana at the University of Illinois Assembly Hall. It opens tonight from Cirque du Soleil and runs through Sunday. You can check the Assembly Hall website. It's uofiassemblyhall.com for all of the times and how to get tickets and so on. And my guest here on Live and Local has been Cheryl Lynn Valensky, who's the Assistant Artistic Director of the production. And I guess we should go out with some more music. This is, I think you said this is the music for the Flying Man?
Yes.
And what does the Flying Man do besides fly?
Besides fly. Well, actually, it's a very interesting act. If you've ever seen bungee jumping,
yeah,
at the state fairs and things like that, this gentleman has what we call a flying act on bungees. So he catapults through the air as his entrance to the audience, and he does amazing tricks while hanging from being suspended from bungee ropes.
Don't try this at home.
Exactly. Absolutely. But it really is it's a sort of a new spin on a tissue act or a straps act, and it really is quite amazing.
Thanks very much for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Music from the show Alegria from Cirque du Soleil, which is at the Assembly Hall at the University of Illinois. Opens tonight at 7:30, performances Thursday and Friday and Saturday at the same time. Saturday also at 3:30. Sunday is at 1 and 5. For more information, uofiassemblyhall.com. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. My next guest is from the band Exorna, the Irish band that is going to be playing in Danville tonight at O'Brien's Corner Tavern from 4:30 to 7:30 and at Bentley's Pub in downtown Champaign from 9 to midnight. And we'll hear more from Forrest Harris in just a moment. Our programs today on FM 90.9 are made possible with support from the Illinois State University School of Music. The student jazz ensembles perform with trumpet virtuoso Marvin Stamm on Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. at the ISU Center for the Performing Arts. More information is available at www.illinoisstate.edu/finearts. Coming up in about half an hour, I'll have a weather forecast for you. News headlines are at a minute past 1. And at 106, Julie Amacher has classical music for you. And toward the top of the hour, we'll run down at least a few of the other Irish opportunities for Irish music on this St. Patrick's Day holiday. My guest on this portion of Live and Local on FM 90.9, just in time for the St. Patrick's holiday, is Forrest Harris, who is one of the members of the band called Exorna, which is, where are you based? Out of Bloomington, Normal, where are you?
Well, we're spread out a little bit. I'm in Bloomington, Normal, and two other band members are in Springfield.
And your band members are?
Victor McMullen, he's the singer.
He's the legitimate Irishman, right?
Yeah, he's the card-carrying Irishman.
He doesn't even need to carry a card with his accent, probably.
No. And Tim Dugan is a guitar player.
And he sounds like he ought to be from Ireland.
Yeah, that's right.
And his family was?
Yeah, way back, yeah. He's another one of us Americans with Irish roots, as we say.
Do you have those as well?
I do, yeah.
How far back are yours?
Oh, far, far back.
Sort of like
pioneer days.
Yeah, sort of like mine. I don't even know when mine are, but, you know, name like Kevin Kelly, people, if they're Irish, they always ask me.
Yeah. And well, it's not a Polish name, you know.
It is not. You know, one thing I found out just last week when I was talking to a genuine Irishman, a couple of Irishmen who were playing at Milliken with this group called Slide, they told me that the way I spell my name, which is K-E-L-L-Y, is the only way they spell it in Ireland. They said there's no EYs in Ireland, and I felt very good about that for some reason or another.
My ancestors couldn't spell because they couldn't read.
There's probably a lot of that with ancestors from all over. So tell me about this band of yours. It seems like a little more of a bar band than, you know, your polished concert ensemble.
Oh, that's definitely correct. Well, you know, it's a party band. It's a Kaylee, well, not a Kaylee band in the sense of Kaylee dancing. It's a pub band. Although most of the time we don't play in bars. Most of the time we play for events that, you know, where people want Irish music. You can't walk into a bar in Central Illinois and start playing Whiskey or the Devil cold to a room full of 20-somethings who are out looking for Mr. or Ms. Wright. It's just not gonna work. So it has to be either an event where people want Irish music, a festival, or a bar that has such a strong identification with Irish music that your crowd is going to show up there expecting Irish music.
Well, and of course tonight, that's exactly what's going to happen. You'll be at O'Brien's in Danville from 4:30 to 7:30, and Bentley's Pub in downtown Champaign from 9 to midnight or so.
That's right. Yeah.
And how did you get involved in this kind of music?
It's been so long ago, I don't remember. Well, to this extent, I do remember. I've played a lot of different styles of music in my life. Grew up, through the band system in Western Illinois, playing saxophone, and grew up playing piano in the house by ear. My mom played boogie-woogie piano. I just grew up surrounded by music and eventually switched to the guitar and eventually decided that someday I would cut my hair and learn to play the fiddle. My grandpa played the fiddle, and some other of my ancestors played the fiddle. So I said, that's what I'll be doing someday. And the someday came a lot faster than I expected it to, as happens in life. And I turned 30, and I cut my long hair off, put my electric guitar in the closet, and started playing the fiddle. And the band I'm in, Exorna, has been around for almost 10 years now. And I've played primarily with them, and I picked up a tenor banjo and piano accordion along the way.
And you also list whistle, mandolin, yeah, and some singing, which I actually saw you do in a video clip on your website.
Yeah. Yeah, the mandolin is an afterthought. I play the fiddle and I play the tenor banjo, so I play the mandolin. I mean, you put the two of those together, you get the mandolin.
I've played the mandolin
a few times, but I wouldn't list myself as a mandolin player other than the fact that I can pick up the mandolin and play an Irish tune on it without too much effort.
And Victor is your main singer.
Victor is the singer. Victor is the band leader. He is Mr. Exorna. The name of the band?
Yeah, where does that come from?
Well, it was a little lane outside of Articliffe in Northern Ireland. Articliffe, if you look in the map, you'll see it spelled Articlave, but it's pronounced Articliffe. And it's near Coleraine, far Northern Ireland. It's in County Derry. And it was a little country lane where he was born. And, it coincidentally has sort of an 80s hairband rock sound to it, but it's not. Exorna is Exorna Lane.
In Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Why don't we have a sample of what you guys are up to? Pick something. I know you sent me a few clips that we've got available. What do you think would be a great first introduction for somebody who's not heard your group before?
A good first impression?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? People in Champaign you have some fantastic sessions in Champaign and some great session bands that have come out of Champaign. And why don't we start out with a tune? We don't play a lot of tunes in our show because it's a show band, but it doesn't mean that we can't. And we play for dancers, dance classes in Springfield. There's a teacher down there. We accompany her dancers quite often. So we'll start out with a set of jigs. I will warn you, I've overdubbed an instrument over here. I'm playing two of the instruments I play, banjo and fiddle, but in any case, This is King of the Pipers. It's a tune from Northern Ireland, and it's one of my favorite jigs.
Okay, band Exorna. We're talking with their fiddler and banjoist, Forrest Harris, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The King of the Pipers. Tune called King of the Pipers, played here by Exorna, featuring Victor McMullen, Forrest Harris, and Tim Dugan. They're going to be in Danville tonight for St. Patrick's Day from 4:30 to 7:30 at O'Brien's Corner Tavern on East Main Street, and then in downtown Champaign tonight from 9 to midnight or so at Bentley's Pub on North Neal Street. I assume that's a traditional tune?
This is a traditional tune. King of the Pipers... is John Dougherty, the fiddler from Donegal, was recorded playing it many years ago, back in the 50s, I believe it was. But it's one of the standard jigs from the Donegal fiddling tradition.
Sure. You said before we played that you're a show band. What do you mean by that?
Well, a show band is when you think of a contemporary traditional. That sounds kind of contradictory, doesn't it? Contemporary traditional. But the way traditional music is played today, it's not the style we play. we're a little bit more old-fashioned, and by old-fashioned I don't mean ancient. I mean the way folk music was played in the 60s probably. We're play a lot of upbeat material. We listen to but don't play a lot of things like music like Capra Cayley or even the house band or some of the 70s and 80s Irish folk groups. We're more like the Dubliners. It's just very gritty. A lot of fun to watch, a lot of participation, a lot of audience participation. And the main goal is to be the host of a party, to help people have fun, and to do so in a way that honors the Irish music tradition, and I don't know what else I can tell you.
Well, you know, when I said right at the outset that you sound like a bar band, and that's more or less what I meant. You know, it sounds like you sound like you could walk into a pub somewhere, and yeah, there's some guys playing there, and there's all these people in the crowd just joining in and singing the songs, and I imagine that's what happens whenever you do go into pubs.
Yeah, you know, we've learned through the years, because of where we play, the places we play have shaped our material, because anything that didn't work, we threw out. And, you know, if you walk into I know if you're in a university town, it's a little bit different, but if you walk into most special events, a wedding or a festival, in a festival where you're not on the main stage, where people are really, really educated about the music, you know, in most situations, if you start singing, you know, Dick Goggin, or maybe you're singing the Ballad of Accounting, which is a fantastic tune from the 80s, I believe it is, the 70s or 80s. Then you walk in and start singing one of those, and no one's going to know what you're doing. You know, they're not going to identify with it. They're not going to be moved by it, really. So, you know, I think our music is really accessible to people. People seem to really like to listen to it when they're drinking, which is important to us. Although, I must say, we're not big drinkers, and Victor, in fact, doesn't drink at all anymore.
Anymore, yeah. I gather he once did.
Well, he had some experience at it at one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the grand Irish tradition, right?
Yeah, the Irish curse.
Yeah. And you have, does that suggest that maybe another of the tunes you sent might be a good one to hear, since we mentioned it, one called The Moonshiner?
Oh, yeah. Now, the thing I want you to know about The Moonshiner is the music of Northern Ireland includes a lot of, there's a lot of hooks and phrases and lyrical devices in these tunes that filtered their way into early American music, because the American frontier was prior to the potato famine immigration. It was people who were Irish in America in the first half of the 19th century were probably Ulster, from Ulster, and probably had carried with them a lot of music from that musical tradition. And in this, you're going to hear an Irish song and an American song back to back, and you're going to hear a lot of the same phrases. And really, the American song is just an evolved version of the Irish song that you're going to hear.
So the Irish one is The Moonshiner, and the American one is Rye Whiskey.
Rye Whiskey, yeah.
Okay, both of them played here back to back by Exorna. My guest is Forrest Harris, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Shiner for many's a year, and I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. And go to some hollow and I'll set up my still, and I'll make you a gallon for a 10 shilling bill. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll drink when I'm dry, and the moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die. I'll go to some hollow in this country, 10 gallons of wash, and I'll go on a spree. No women to follow, the world is all mine, and I love none so well as I love the moonshine. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll drink when I'm dry, and the moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die. Oh, moonshine, oh, moonshine, oh, how I love thee. You kill me, I'll father, and now you'll try me. Oh, bless all moonshiners and bless all moonshine, for its breath smells as sweet as the dew on the vine.
I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll drink when I'm dry. And if moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die.
Jack of diamonds, I know you a hold. You rob my poor pockets of silver and gold. Beefsteak when I'm hungry, red liquor when I'm dry, greenbacks when I'm hard up, heaven when I die.
Rye whiskey, I cry. If I don't get rye whiskey, I surely will die.
Well, I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry, and if moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die. And if I get drunk, well, my money is my own, and them that don't like me can't let me alone.
Rye whiskey, I cry. If I don't get rye whiskey, I surely will die.
Well, if the ocean was whiskey and I was a duck, I'd dive to the bottom and I'd never come. But the ocean ain't whiskey and I ain't no duck, so I'll play these drunkard's hiccups and trust to my luck.
Rye whiskey, rye whiskey, I cry. If I don't get rye whiskey, I surely will die.
Rye whiskey, rye whiskey, I cry. If I don't get rye whiskey, I surely will die.
The Moonshiner and Rye Whiskey, Forrest Harris, my guest on Live and Local, tells me that they were in order, an Irish tune and an American tune adapted from the Irish one. And that's the sort of thing you might hear at O'Brien's Corner Tavern in Danville this evening at 4:30, or at Bentley's Pub in Champaign tonight at 9 for your St. Patrick's Day pleasure. And pleased to have Forrest, who is a member of the band Exorna, with Victor McMullen and Tim Dugan. You know, one of the video clips, Forrest, that I saw on your website actually showed you doing something that was very clearly not an Irish tune. It sounded more like a Cajun tune, and they showed these couple of young women there who obviously knew every word of what sounded like a rather involved song. So I gather you don't necessarily stick to Irish music.
No, I don't sing. Well, here's the thing. I don't sing Irish songs because I'm American, and you're left with the choice of either trying to sing it in an American way, which oftentimes just fundamentally changes the whole feel of the song, or, you know, and it's not graceful to put on an accent, even if you can, and so don't do that. So you're kind of left with, well, what do I do? Well, there are plenty of American songs that people in Ireland like. Victor's been a pretty good guide there. So some pop songs and country songs were really popular in Ireland. One of them happens to be the Battle of New Orleans, oddly enough, since probably quite a few Irishmen serving the British Army were killed in that battle. But in any case, the Battle of New Orleans is just really popular. People love to hear it, and there is... the thing I did to it that kind of tricked it out a little bit was add a little Beausoleil tune towards the beginning of it.
Oh, there's a great band.
Oh, I love Beausoleil. And a little Beausoleil lyric in the middle of it. A little, Pour petit Johnny ne pas danser.
So are you liable to include any non-Irish stuff on your Irish gigs tonight, or are you going to stick with the tried and true?
Oh, there's always a few here and there, you know. Some of them have been recorded by Irish bands, too. You know, like Jesse James was recorded by the Pogues.
Sure. Well, you know, if you got to do stuff that people have recorded, that makes them all the better known.
I think one of the things that you'll find with Irish music, Irish singers in general, a good song is a good song, and a good lyric is a good lyric. And where we get real fussy about authenticity here, you know, there's a lot of things being sung in Ireland that aren't Irish because they're good songs.
Well, just like anywhere else, you know.
Exactly.
It's an international community, and so you pick up from everywhere. Well, let's go out with one more, an Irish tune. Why don't you pick here? We've got a couple of options.
I think Homeboy's Home.
And this is once again featuring Victor McMullen as your lead singer. And is he, I forget which tune this is. Is he playing the Bowron on this one?
You recall? I don't remember if he is or not.
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
But Forrest Harris, my guest, will be the fiddler, and Tim Dugan on the guitar. And do you guys join in the vocals here or not?
Yeah, just about everything. And I'll just mention one other thing. The recordings that you're hearing, the guitar player on them was Mark Butler.
So Tim's new to the group.
Tim's new to the group.
Okay.
Yeah. So I want to make sure I give Mark the credit he's due here. This is all Mark's guitar playing you're hearing. And Mark has trained Tim, so I think that you'll enjoy Tim's playing as well.
So it'll be Tim tonight at either O'Brien's Corner Tavern in Danville, 4:30 to 7:30, or Bentley's Pub in Champaign, 9 to 12. And then just looking ahead a bit, you're going to be in West Lafayette in April a couple of times, and then at the Celtic Mist Pub, where I gather is a frequent hangout, towards the end of April in Springfield.
That's right, yeah.
Maybe we'll have to try to get you guys in sometime before then and have you do the show.
We'd love to.
All right, that'd be great. Thanks very much for joining us on Live and Local.
You're very welcome.
And have a lot of fun tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Homeboy's Home, Exorna, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Oh, well, who wouldn't be a sailor lad a-sailing on the main? To gain the goodwill of his captain's good name, he came ashore one evening for to be, and that was the beginning of me unto loving me. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in me own country, where the oak and the ash and the bunny round tree are all growing green in the north country. Well, I asked her for a candle for to light me up to bed, and likewise for a handkerchief to tie around me head. She tended to me knees like a young maid ought to do, and then I said to her, why don't you lappin' with me too? And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bunny round tree are all growing green in the north country. Well, she jumped into bed, making no alarm, thinking a young sailor lad could do to her no harm. Well, I hugged her and I kissed her the whole night long, till she wished a short night had been 7 years long. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bunny round tree are all growing green in the north country. Well, early next morning the sailor lad arose, and into Mary's apron threw a handful of gold, saying, take this, my dear, for the mischief that I've done, for tonight I fear I've left you with a daughter or a son. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bunny round tree are all growing green in the north country. Well, if it be a girl child, send her out to nurse, with gold in her pocket and with silver in her purse. And if it be a boy child, he wear the jacket blue, and go climbing up the rigging like his daddy used to do. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bunny round tree are all growing green in the north country. Oh, come all of you fair maidens, a warning take me mean, and never let the sailor add an inch above your knee, for I trusted one man, he beguiled me, he left me with a pair of twings to dangle on me knee. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bunny round tree are all growing green in the north.
effrontery and it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan's tree are all grown green in the old country.